brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to our third hour here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm obviously not Alex Jones. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. But Alex is going to make an appearance, or at least via video. He's just been filming a special segment. It's going to air in just a few minutes, in about 8 minutes, in fact. But between now and then, we're going to be taking calls for Dr. Ed Group, the founder of Global Healing Center. That's the right domain name, isn't it?
Yes.
GlobalHealingCenter.com, specializing in detox. He's just given us a wealth of information on aluminum detoxification. Let's go to our callers right now. Tara in Virginia, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mike. I enjoy your website. I'm sorry for stuttering. This is the first time I've been. Dr. Group, I have two small children, preschoolers. One's 3 and one is 4. And I've been on this awakening journey since about August because of thinking about Fukushima and why isn't EPA telling us about all of the dangers from it.
Go ahead, Tara, with your question.
My question is, what do I do to try and detox my kids? My little boy is starting to exhibit some emotional, he's very, very swings one way to the other on emotions. It's kind of uncontrolled. And it's not the way that he has always been. It's just sort of
okay. So
worse.
Wild.
I think it's because of the stuff. I mean, I've done everything I can do to keep him. They had glass baby bottles, no BPA.
Well,
never
good for
had
you. Soda, no, let's go ahead. Know? Go ahead. Answer the question. And thanks for the call, Tara.
That's a good question because with a lot of children, when you're looking at detoxification methods, some of them aren't really recognized as safe, or you don't know the proper amount of herbs to give children a lot of times. But what I've found works the best for children and is extremely safe for children is I use an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, which actually releases monatomic oxygen into their bowel, which is completely safe. And I also am a big fan of the detoxified nascent atomic iodine. There's a few manufacturers out there that produce that, and that will also help detoxify a lot of the metals and a lot of the chemicals from their system in a safe way. There's also formulas that combine the herbs, cilantro, chlorella, cell wall fractionated blue-green algae, zeolites together that are completely safe to use with children. And that's one of the things we've specialized in is, and we have calls every single day from mothers just like yourself that really want to help children. And not only if you're seeing it's globalhealingcenter.com, but not only because your children are suffering from symptoms, but even children these days that aren't suffering from symptoms should still be doing detoxification.
All right, great question. Great answer, Ed. Sorry to interrupt. Let's go to Chris in California. We only have time probably for your call. Chris, you're on the air with Mike Adams and Ed Group. Go ahead, please.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about the chemtrail spraying and the nano aluminum particles that are filling our skies. I live out here in California, and where I live, it's usually very cold at this time of year, but the last few weeks, it's been about 70 degrees in the afternoon, where it's normally maybe 50, and it gets down to as cold as 20 degrees at night. And what I've noticed was ever since they started, been following this stuff about the chemtrails since about 2000, and when they do the chemtrail spraying.
All right, you have a question for Adam? Sorry to rush. You got a question?
Yes, and I was just wondering how much are the chemtrails contributing to the increase of aluminum in the soil and
okay.
the water?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Extremely amount. The amount of chemtrails and aluminum in the air from 2006 to now is 50,000 times the amount that they were spraying. So you're looking at 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticles. It just keeps getting worse and worse, and all across the United States and all over the world, you're seeing an increase, 50,000-time increase in just a few years.
All right, that was Dr. Edward Group. I want to thank you for joining me in the studio today, Ed. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me on. Anytime, Mike.
Yeah, and folks, if you want Ed back, send an email to InfoWars. I love this guy. He's got a ton of knowledge. Stay with us. We got Alex Jones' video straight ahead on the other side of this break, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you're just joining us today, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. And Alex has a special video that he filmed this morning on all the breaking news about SOPA, about the blackouts on the internet, about the Justice Department, about Anonymous having a going back and attacking the RIAA, the MPAA, shutting down a bunch of sites. This video, which is 8 minutes long, is called The Internet Wars Have Begun. It's from Alex Jones. It's fresh off of his webcam that he just filmed it on. We're going to roll that right now, and then we'll be back on the other side. Go ahead and roll that.
The internet wars of the 21st century are upon us. Our entire world, all commerce, every human activity globally is now being wired through the internet. And its importance is only going to intensify. Of course, it was designed by DARPA and the major Defense Department laboratories as a system to control and track commerce. They told the public it was done to survive a nuclear war. But the program that grew out of that is a system of panopticon surveillance. Now, the internet's a double-edged sword. The people of the world have used it to communicate, to organize. A true, alternative, diverse press has grown. And the system now that they've gotten us addicted to the web is attempting to move in with a program of control to begin curtailing and shutting down the internet as we know it. So in this special report, on the heels of the whole SOPA fight, I want to break down just some of the basics here, because SOPA is only the tip of the iceberg. We have the intellectual property treaties that the U.S. is trying to sign that brings in SOPA-style censorship and control worldwide. It's not just SOPA, so these are the threats here. We have domestic laws like SOPA and the IP Act and others. We have all of this going on. Continuing, we have people like Google delisting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and many other alternative anti-establishment sites from the Google News search. Not the web search, but the Google News search. They've also lowered our listings and other alternative media listings in the general everything web search. That's a huge issue going on. And again, Google acts like they're stopping news aggregators when they are a news aggregator and globally make up about half of what we know as the internet right now. And they're big globalists, obviously, that go to the Bilderberg Group and other meetings. We're also seeing preferred site preference with the big internet service provider companies themselves and the cable companies, where establishment media is being pipelined quicker to people. And if you're not part of the establishment, if you have a dog grooming business or a little local newspaper or whatever the case is, or startup TV system, you're beginning to be censored. And that's the whole peer-to-peer discussions and the whole debate about keeping the internet open and free and basically allowing equal access. So we've got that entire system going on. We also have the built-in surveillance of the internet and all the devices that tie into the internet. I mean, everything from washing machines to other appliances, not just your computers, are all tying into the internet. The smart meters that government uses to not just control how hot and cold your house is, but also decide and track what you're doing and decide how much to charge you and penalize you if they say you're using too much power. It's a total control system. The cell phones now being pre-wired with back doors to have your information downloaded and to have government without a warrant be able to dial in and listen to you audibly or track where you are in real time. The point is they're setting the infrastructure of the web that ties into everything to totally track and control us. Remember Jesse Ventura's TV show? The police state episode that I worked on so much that exposed the FEMA camp, NDAA, martial law program before the system was admitting all of this last year. Time Warner Cable and others, we got internal documents, sent actual notices out to their local Time Warner facilities and TiVo and others to go into your DVRs and to remotely erase what was on them. So the point is, they can totally take down anything they want. They could ban my voice across the internet with the Shazam-type software. It's put out the order, and then it starts erasing it everywhere, claiming that it's copyright. Any voice print, any music, anything they want. It's in the Kindles, where they erased thousands of books last year that people had bought, that they'd already paid for, just as a test to see if they could do it. You think you own the Kindle. You think you own the software. You think you know. You don't. It's running you. It's controlling you. It's spying on you, and you waive your rights when you sign on to this. So these are ways the web is changing, the whole architecture, but not just the web, our entire society, our entire world. This is a system-wide attack. Then there's cybersecurity. The Pentagon announcing, and all four branches of the military, that they'll control the web. They'll preemptively attack sites that they don't agree with politically. You've got Cass Sunstein at the White House saying they'll go out and pose as alternative media to cause infighting. And then in the future, they want to have laws to arrest conspiracy theorists. He said people that don't believe in man-made global warming. Whether you believe in that or not, that's your free speech. He's saying arrest you. I mean, this is mainstream news. He says this with a straight face, and now the Pentagon's involved in it. Not just in arresting citizens secretly, but saying they'll shut down whatever they want on the web, separate from law. All of this is already going on. So we just saw last night, mega download, people arrested, no due process, millions of users. They'll shut down thousands of sites to get just one user who's supposedly uploading copyright stuff. Mega download was just an index for people to communicate with each other. Instead of going after the individuals downloading it, they go after the entire system. And this is happening more and more. We're also just seeing all sorts of other attacks, regulations, calls for taxation, state governments, international governments going after it, because the globalists are monopoly men. They let you populate the web, fund it with all the software and things that you buy, and your internet company paying your bill for bandwidth every month. And now they want to come in and start shutting down the web that humanity has built and that is quasi-free and convert it completely over to a highly controlled system. They admit this. They call it Internet 2 and advertise it as if it's something new. So this is what's happening. And this is only part of the attacks that are going on. And it's incremental, so it's harder for people to notice. But it's not just governments trying to restrict. It's corporations already doing it. And so that's why we fight on all these different platforms and establishment systems like Google and YouTube, because they advertise it as YouTube. The community builds it. Now they're making it where the communities can't communicate and they can push the content they want at you. They use our energy to build the system like slaves, and then they shut it down and consolidate it as monopoly men. For free society, for innovation, for everything, we need to keep the web free and move towards more freedom, not less. But there has been a clear launch of all this stuff they beta tested to begin to really chop up and curtail freedom on the web. The internet war has begun in 2012. They're moving at warp speed on every front, not just with NDAA and SOPA and the American Medical Association 2 days ago called for forced inoculations nationwide publicly. The tyrants are coming out of the closet because they know we're waking up and there's a global renaissance happening. So they're coming in with both feet to try to shut us down. Please get this report out to everybody. It's so great to see humanity energized fighting SOPA, but that's only the beginning. There's so many other issues and people are really starting to pay attention. And that's what's exciting. God bless all of you out there that are fighting for freedom. Let's defend free speech, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. Learn more at InfoWars.com.
All right, that was a special report from Alex. Thank you, Alex, for doing that this morning. And there's a follow-up to that. Alex and Kurt Nemo are working on a special report that will be out, an expanded version of what you just heard. And Kurt is back there plugging away on that right now. That's going to be published here on InfoWars. Not sure if it's – I'm sure it'll be a website article. Not sure where the video is going to appear after that, but you will be kept informed. Stay tuned also. Remember, Alex has his show on Sunday, and I'm sure he'll be covering this in more detail at that time. As Alex just mentioned in the video, the internet war is really on. Wednesday, January 18th will be remembered as a moment in history when the internet became a political force to be reckoned with. And perhaps yesterday, the 19th, will be remembered as the day in which Anonymous demonstrated that it is also a political force to be dealt with. It literally does have the power to shut down many websites at will. And that's something that governments don't like to have to deal with, but I think it's too late for the government. They're trying to shut down the internet, shut down free speech. They're trying to engage in widespread censorship, and they're too late because we already saw the big public backlash against it on Wednesday. And as Alex said, though, this is just the beginning of that war for freedom. Remember, the internet is the last place where we still have free speech intact, and it's under threat now by both SOPA and PIPA bills. We do have some updated news on that, by the way. The PIPA Senate vote has been delayed. Senator Reid announced last night. That's probably, of course, in reaction to all of the protests that took place on Wednesday. Now, you know how these people work, these crooks in Washington. When something has light on it, when it's being exposed, they'll back away from it. They'll say, oh, we're going to shelve that bill. Don't worry about it. We're going to wait until we have consensus. Those are their words exactly. But then in the middle of the night, probably on a holiday, maybe on upcoming Valentine's Day or something like that, they will find a way to sneak it through, sign it in the dark of night, just like President Obama signed the NDAA on New Year's Eve when half the country was plastered with alcohol. That's the kind of thing that they engage in right here in America. So we have to stay vigilant on this or we will lose our freedom. And the internet is the last place where that freedom remains intact. So it is essential that you defend it and defend the rights of folks like InfoWars.com to keep to keep bringing you the truth. I mean, that's what we do here. Stay with us. We have more videos and more news coming up right after this break. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Here at InfoWars just brought in a very interesting packet from a food establishment here in Austin. It's a packet of crushed red peppers by Papa John's, and it says right on the front here, it says, crushed red peppers treated with radiation. I'm showing that on the TV there. Treated with radiation, and it's got a little radiation icon on it, which shows like a sprouting little plant with some dotted lines over it to try to make radiation look all friendly. There it is. Treated with radiation. There we go. Cute little radiation icon. It's all friendly. Yeah, little plant. Of course, in reality, radiation kills plants. It should show a skull and crossbones on this. Why would a pizza company brag on its red pepper pack that it's been treated with radiation? Maybe they should call it Fukushima red peppers. Straight out of Fukushima, extra radiation to boost your energy. Oh, yeah, that's what's coming next. Well, odds and ends that are just amusing and sad at the same time. Now, moving on to perhaps more important topics. We've got a video from Ron Paul commenting, not just commenting, but actually proposing a law that would repeal the indefinite detention segments of the National Defense Authorization Act. And this is crucial. It shows once again that Ron Paul is a constitutionalist, a restorationist, and he wants to get these illegal elements of the bill, just smack them down, get them out of the picture, bring back and restore our liberty. Let's go right to that video. Go ahead and roll that, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise today to introduce a very simple piece of legislation to repeal the infamous Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act, quietly signed into law by the President on New Year's Day. What a way to usher in the new year. Section 1021 essentially codifies into law the very dubious claim of presidential authority under over 2001 authorization for the use of military force to indefinitely detain American citizens without access to legal representation or due process of law. Section 1021 provides for the possibility of the U.S. military acting as a kind of police force on U.S. soil, apprehending terror suspects, including Americans, and whisking them off to an undisclosed location indefinitely. No right to attorney, no right to trial, no day in court. This is precisely the kind of egregious distortion of justice that Americans have always ridiculed in so many dictatorships overseas. A great man named Solzhenitsyn became the hero of so many of us when he exposed the Soviet Union's extensive gulag system. Is this really the kind of a United States we want to create in name of fighting terrorism? Some have argued that nothing in Section 1021 explicitly mandates holding Americans without trial, but it employs vague language, radically expanding the detention authority to include anyone who has substantially supported certain terrorist groups or associated forces. No one has defined what those terms mean. What is an associated force? Sadly, too many of my colleagues are too willing to undermine our Constitution to support such outrageous legislation. One senator even said about American citizens being picked up under this section of the NDAA, quote, "When they say, I want a lawyer, you tell them, shut up. You don't get a lawyer," close quote. Is this acceptable in someone who has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution? Mr. Speaker, of course, I recognize how critical it is that we identify and apprehend those who are suspected of plotting attacks against Americans. But why do we have so little faith in our judicial system? Have we not tried in civilian court and won convictions of hundreds of individuals for terrorist or related activities? I fully support continuing to do so. But let us not abandon what is so unique and special about our system of government in the process. I hope my colleagues will join my effort to overturn this shameful Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act. And I yield back.
Well, there you go. Words, strong words, very powerful words from Ron Paul. And the way that I know that I live in a nation where some of the people are truly insane is that they're not supporting this guy. That's crazy. He makes the most sense. He's the only one who honors the Constitution, who honors the rule of law, and wants to restore that rule of law in our nation. He should have 99% of the support
And
we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh.
Yeah, some good tunes you guys are choosing today. Yeah, some southern Louisiana tunes for us here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for you today. And in this segment and for the rest of the show, we're joined by none other than Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. I've got a ton of questions for Bob. Help us analyze and break down what we've been witnessing here over the last few days with SOPA, with the anonymous attacks, with the Justice Department, with the price of oil, war with Iran, Ron Paul, everything. Bob, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, great to have you on again, Bob. Good to be with you today. What are you making of all of this that's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, there's certainly some tremendous cross currents. Price of oil seems to hang around $100 a barrel, although there doesn't seem to be any imminent threat of war other than a great bill is being amassed for the cost of the operation. And I don't know if you knew it or not, but the United States government has volunteered to pay that bill for not only their own Navy, but anybody else who joins in.
Wow, so the other nations are now mercenaries working for the Pentagon, huh?
You could say that. But huh. I think this is a little game they're playing here. I don't think they're logistically in position to do what they want to do yet, and it could be 6 months, a year, longer? Who's to say?
Well, do the other nations, do they realize they're going to get paid in fiat currency? I mean, is that, or are they going to demand gold?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, because normally they would believe that they were just getting paid in U.S. dollars and that was okay. But I've been doing the show for about 8 years, and it goes directly to the Marines, the Navy, and all of the other branches, and it goes to the active as well as the retired military. Tremendous audience. And they know, because they've been listening to me for 8 years. And so those guys on shipboard can't wait to get back to exchange their money into gold. And I'm not fooling. That's the truth.
Wow. Well, hey, what do you make of this video we just showed of Ron Paul saying that he wants to introduce a bill to remove the section of the NDAA, the indefinite detention section? Do you think that has any chance whatsoever in Congress of becoming law?
Well, I'm not in Congress or close to it, so I don't know. But I do know this, that by saying such a thing as a reliable possible nominee for the Republican nomination to be president of the United States, I would say it has great import. People are going to say, my goodness, I mean, what the heck is wrong with that thing? What is it? And they're going to start looking into it, and they're going to find out that Ron was right. And I think you might call it a propaganda coup.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ron was right. I think that's going to be the new bumper sticker in the years ahead. Ron was right. Let me ask for your take also on Ron Paul in the debates last night when he started mentioning the golden rule that, you know, we should treat other nations the way we want them to treat us. Some of the audience members began to boo at that moment. That's kind of sick. What's your take on that, Bob?
Well, I hate to say this, and but I got to. Any audience to boos or something like that does not have their head screwed on straight.
I totally agree with you. It's anti-American. It's anti-Christian values. It's anti-natural law. I mean, the Golden Rule is one of the basic fundamental laws of the universe, really. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But I guess in America, the new Golden Rule is do unto others as they would do unto you, but do it first.
And most powerfully.
Yeah,
and we were talking about that for the last 50 years. And, you know, you got a wonderful point here, and so didn't he in saying so. He separated the wheat from the chaff there. It gives you an excuse for failure, because you got a bunch of bunglers in the audience who say, now, who cares about God? Who cares about the guy next door? Who cares about anything? So it was framed properly.
Well, and, you know, in addition to some audience members booing that comment by Ron Paul, which probably was staged anyway, just the way that the entire debate is staged to make sure that Ron Paul doesn't get much airtime, strip away time from him. Remember the debate where he only got 89 seconds to actually answer questions? I mean, isn't this just more of this total campaign, this fabricated framing of the situation to minimize any impact that Ron Paul might have in reaching people?
Certainly. There's no doubt. They're trying to do everything they can. They're frightened than they should be. Here's a man who has led an exemplary life, which has not been the case of most of the others. I mean, wife swappers and bisexuals, and oh, we had a real group in there.
And, and that's just Speaker of the House.
I get this morning. Statement by somebody out of Washington. Are you kidding me? 50% of the people who are in Congress are bisexual or perverts.
Yeah,
I was shocked.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't mean the present Speaker of the House in that comment. I meant historically, you know, going back to Newt and what's come out about him. Sorry to interrupt, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I covered it. But please pick up on it.
Oh, no. Well, there's just so much to go over with this news coming out now. Well, first of all, I listened to your interview last Friday with Alex here on the show, and some questions came up that I really wanted to ask you. You know, you and I have something quite in common, which is that we've both lived outside the United States in many different countries, and we both speak many different languages, and we've seen, you know, outside the country and inside the country. So I wanted to ask you, do you think that these kind of people in America who would boo a golden rule type of comment from Ron Paul, do you think that they lack a global perspective on what the real world is really like? Because America is worth saving. America is a great nation, and you won't know it, though, unless you really lived in a lot of other places that are far, far worse.
Well, everybody doesn't have that luxury. You and I have, and that's nice, but many of these people have not been several hundred miles from their home, and there are people who are intellectually and internationally bereft of information, and that's always going to happen. And I guess it's people that we just have to put up with. We can't go running around saying, well, you don't know anything about anything, so you can't vote, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so there's very, very, very few people who have had the opportunities that you and I have had.
Well, that's true, and that's something that we need to honor, and, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. I know that's why you're joining, Bob, because I think we all feel a sense of duty to the people who are our brothers and sisters out there. We feel a sense of duty to serve their interests, to protect the freedoms that we have. You know, those of us who do really understand these issues, and there are more and more of us, all the InfoWars listeners and fans and so on, I mean, we have a duty to stand up and support Ron Paul and fight for this freedom, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's absolutely true, and that's why we do what we do. It's interesting, I ran into a man in his early 60s today. And as you know, I live down in Latin America. So I looked at him and I said something in English, and he started speaking English, which is not unusual. And I said, in the process of talking, I said, well, did you live in the United States for any period of time? You speak like, you know, you're from Los Angeles. And the guy looks at me and he says, well, he said, I really learned my English in La Puente, California. And I said, really? I used to live in Hacienda Heights on the hill right above your town. And what I'm saying here is a small world and people are the same everywhere.
Well, that's so true.
They all get up and get dressed the same way, and their desires are basically the same. You know, once you adapt to another culture, and that's what we'll call it, it's wonderful because you learn a whole bunch of new nuances to life that you never considered before. It's such a joyous experience being able to live in other places.
It reminds me of in World War II, on Christmas Eve, the legend goes that the soldiers from the Axis forces and the soldiers from the Allies, they put down their guns and they joined together and sang Christmas carols. I don't know if that's true. I think it's true. I think it's historical. And they did that out of a sense of brotherhood and humanity. They weren't at war with each other, not the people. It was the tyrants that were leading the wars. And I think the same is true today. I mean, if we had Iranian citizens right here sitting next to me today, I wouldn't have any disagreement with them. You know, why do the people have to fight the wars for the tyrants that are pulling the strings?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what we're trying to stop. The incident was the First World War. It was 1917. It was on the Western Front, and that actually happened. And I think it might have been an idea that created the book by Eric Maria Remarque called All Quiet on the Western Front.
Mm.
That book didn't end up that way. It, to me, I was a great disappointment to me when I read it back in, I guess, the 1950s. But I think that story was drawn from that, and you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, why did, when Germany was getting, as a military nation, as they were getting swallowed up, why would 3,000 paratroopers drop onto a frozen lake and somewhere within either Ukraine or Russia, fight back the Russians who were storming them, get on planes which were able to fly off the ice, and they got almost everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has nothing to do with winning a war. It's survival. And it brings back to what you said. You know, what was that all about? It was about their both their love of life and the Creator.
You know, speaking of survival, we had a story here on InfoWars. I think this was covered yesterday. I don't have the name of the analyst who covered this, but it was a financial analyst who says that he expects real civil unrest, armed civil unrest in America in 2012. I mean, we've heard these warnings before, and it's not a situation that either one of us, you or I, want to see. But what if it comes down to survival in America? Do you think Americans still have, or enough Americans have, that sense of basic fundamental survival? Or are they just going to lay down and let the government roll over them with tanks?
We have enough. What do we need? 15%. That's really it.
Yeah, you're right.
And if the government decides that they're going to send the military out to round people up, and your own family happens to be in a cordon group to be picked up, well, I don't think it's going to go down too well with Sergeant So-and-so, you know, just put his mother and father on the truck to be sent off to some camp to be exterminated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, the other issue,
and I think that's where it's going to break.
Yeah, if they're ordered to actually start firing upon.
And they are not going to get weapons. They might get 25%.
Who's not going to get weapons? What do you mean?
If they demand them.
Oh, they're not going to be able to confiscate them, right? No, everybody that I know in Texas has like an old shotgun that doesn't work anymore that they're ready to hand over, but they got a real stash of firearms somewhere else that's tuned in, and that's the one that they're keeping. You know what I mean?
Well, every morning they go out with their Barrett.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, Texas is not going to be overrun by force. Not by any means. Bob, are you okay to take some calls?
Of course.
All right. Let's do that. The phone lines are open. 800-259-9231. For some of you who have been holding, I do want to address your questions to Bob Chapman, not to any of our previous guests we've had today. So if you don't have a question for Bob, please free up the line. But let's go to Sean in Oregon. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Thanks a lot. Bob, I get your international forecast letter, and me and my wife are interested in possibly buying another house eventually. With the rate of foreclosures going up, is now a good time to buy with a low interest rate, or wait till more foreclosures and the housing market goes down further?
I would wait.
You would wait.
If you're going to buy a house, it might be down 20% over the next 2 to 3 years. It doesn't matter what interest rate you pay, you're going to lose money. So if right now the inventory of foreclosed homes owned by banks is 6.8 million homes, and it's predicted it will be 9.8 million homes at the beginning of 2015. Oh, there is absolutely no reason to have your money tied up in an illiquid asset for the next few years. And then on top of that, let's say, hypothetically, that that's the bottom. I mean, how many years is this going to bump along? 8 or 30? I mean, I don't know, and neither does anybody else. So you keep on renting, and if the rents go up, you pay them. It beats losing money on the front end.
Good question, Sean. Thank you for your question. Let's go to Tommy in Tennessee. Tommy, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I would like to ask you guys about something I've found here. It's Ron Paul's Sustainable Defense Task Force. It's in cooperation with Barney Frank. Okay, we have Billy of the New American Foundation, funded by George Soros. You got Larry, we'll leave it at that, American Center of American Progress, funded by George Soros. Policy Studies, Merriam, George Soros.
Wait a minute, are you saying these are all people who are on this task force that you mentioned? Is that?
Yes, 11 of the 14 people that's on this task force are all funded by George Soros.
But I've never heard of this task force. Bob, have you heard of this task force?
No, I haven't.
It's budget to cut the $1 trillion.
Well, Tommy, we got to roll a break here. We'll check that out during the break, just see if something comes up on that. I appreciate your question and your call. We'll be right back with more calls and questions for Bob Chapman. We're going to other callers when we get back, DJ, Dave, Doug, and others. So stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with a lot more from Bob Chapman. Thanks a lot.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Yeah. All right, we're back. Thank you for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. I hope you've enjoyed our show so far. We have another segment here still with Bob Chapman and taking some calls. And Alex gave me permission to mention that if you enjoy my coverage of this and you want to see some more articles and videos that I put out, they're all liberty-oriented. It's all about natural health and health freedom. Just check out my website, naturalnews.com. which is now 4 million readers a month checking out that website. And we also, we link to InfoWars a lot. We have the same aligned beliefs on freedom and the Constitution, as does Bob Chapman. So it's great to be part of this alternative news. We're really the new mainstream news. It's just great to be part of this whole effort, changing lives and restoring freedom. Now, Bob, I did check during the break. There is a project, the Sustainable Defense Task Force that the previous caller mentioned. It's called the Project on Defense Alternatives. I don't know much about it, but there was a website. It does mention Ron Paul, but it says that he's a member of the task force, but it doesn't mean his affiliation necessarily endorses the task force findings. But that's interesting. We need to do more looking into this. Got any comments on it?
No, I'm just surprised.
Well, yeah, me too. I hadn't heard of it. So let's just...
It would have to be passive, but
yeah.
I'm sure you'll find out.
We'll put that under the category of more research. But getting back to the callers, and I do want to thank our callers, let's go to DJ in Florida. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Bob, I talked to you when you were on a Monty program a month or so ago about the financial tax of Wall Street. This is not my idea. This is Webster Topperley's idea. He said that there's a quadrillion transactions on Wall Street in a given year. If we could go ahead and tax just 50 cents on every transaction when you buy a transaction and when you sell a transaction, and that 50 cents goes directly to our treasury, we could rebuild our treasury and we could go ahead and pay off our national debt, which is a $250 trillion, according to David Walker, that used to be the accountant general, make everything solvent again, go back to 1776 with the surplus money that we have left over. We could buy gold and put it into our treasury, make our...
That's a good question, DJ. Bob, what do you think? New tax on financial transactions, yes or no?
He's absolutely correct. And, you know, this little game that they're playing over in Europe right now, the end theme of this whole thing is not to raise money for the Eurozone or for the European Union. It's to raise money for the UN, the IMF, and the World Bank. That's what that's all about. And although I am all for what the gentleman said, we have to be very, very careful if we craft something like that so that these entities, IMF, UN, and World Bank, do not in any way get their hands on it. Because that's really what this is about. And so is it the carbon tax, incidentally.
Well, that's the real danger. I mean, if you give Washington more money, they're going to find more ways to waste it. I mean, a new tax, you can't assume it's going to pay down the debt because they won't use it for that. They'll just go into more debt and find more spending programs.
Well, you'd have to mandate it that it couldn't be. But, you know, yeah. Washington, it's endless.
Yeah. Bob, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I want to thank all the callers. Great questions today. Thank you for your calls. Thank you, Bob Chapman. TheInternationalForecaster.com is your website. And thank you all for listening and watching today on The Alex Jones Show. It's been my honor, my duty, really, to serve you here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, signing off. Check Alex on Sunday on his show, and then he'll be back, of course, on Monday with the regular Alex Jones Show all week next week. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.